With soccer fever at a pitch, we'll explore the lesser-known sport of the World Cup. Summer camp provides a refuge for persecuted kids in Turkey, and A Touch of Color opens big doors for the gospel. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Vision Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In South Africa, more than just soccer is being played at the World Cup. Human trafficking has also hit the field. Southern Baptist International Mission Board's Martha Richards says
they started the trafficking of people in 2004 as soon as they found out the World Cup would be held in South Africa.
The problem has only gotten worse since the games began. Police have looked the other way since trafficking brings revenue into their country. Women were tricked into prostitution, but traffickers targeted boys as well, telling them they'd meet pro soccer players if they went with them.
They find the things these people dream about. They want to have a higher education. They want to be a pro athlete. They want to be a model. Anybody can be trafficked. Anybody.
Churches have been reaching out with the love of Christ, but success is rare. Pray for these victims to be set free and pray for the traffickers. Go to our website for more information and prayer points. Next, with the semifinals just days away, the World Cup has reached fever pitch. During the World Cup and the time leading up to it, Biblica has used the opportunity to bring footballs to kids across Africa. But Ben Amolo, vice president of Biblica's Africa group, says these balls are just the start.
We're not just giving out the balls, but we are partnering with Ubabelo eAfrica. Basically, there is a program which is done training coaches, and then the coaches become mentors to the children, and they therefore spend some time sharing and building character of the children.
And they plan to continue this ministry even after the last matches are played.
In Africa, you just need to bounce your ball and walk around, and young people and children will just come to you. And they'll basically reach out to these young people.
Once you've focused on a kid's heart for the game, you can introduce them to the healer of their heart.
We have a captive audience who are just willing to listen to the gospel as they play football.
Visit our website to support Biblica in this ministry. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a saying that goes, to be Turkish is to be Muslim, and to be Muslim is to be Turkish. So Turkish Christians are often misunderstood and ridiculed for their decision to leave Islam. Rodi Rodehaver of Ion Network says,
it's a secular society, but never forget there is this strong tie to being a Muslim.
Christian children often take the brunt of this ridicule as they have to attend Islamic classes while at school.
It forces them to be singled out, be subjected to bullying by other students. They are embarrassed often by teachers.
Many youth want to leave the country as soon as they're old enough. To discourage this and to strengthen their faith, Ion Network is currently holding summer camp. Rodehaver says,
it's our purpose as an organization to work very hard at helping to disciple the children and young people because they will become the leaders of tomorrow.
You can help a kid. Details are at our website. Meanwhile, Americans just celebrated Independence Day, and the Jesus Film Project says they're not the only ones marking freedom. A group of 41 Jesus Film workers were imprisoned in Asia for spreading the gospel. In the face of stark circumstance, they boldly continued to proclaim their faith in prison, and many responded. Eventually, the government released this group. Several have to continue to report to the police monthly for 2 more years, so please continue to pray for their protection. And Bright Hope International is putting their personal touch on some of the med packs they give out. In fact, they're hosting a decorating event in Illinois on July 17th for just this purpose. Med packs give Bright Hope's partners a tool to reach out. They contain hygiene supplies and a Bible. A hand-decorated box holding the supplies helps the recipient of the med pack know that someone cares for their needs. It's a great tie-in for the gospel. And while this event is a regional one, you can still get involved. Our website has more details. Mission Network News is a news service supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, scriptures will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview with FCBH's president, Morgan Jackson. To get your free dramatized New Testament, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org, a service of Cornerstone University Radio. I'm Ruth Kramer.